With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, Boehner is pledging to avoid the default. Lawmakers a bit rattled at the standoff. Are we seeing some movement now? Has somebody blinked?
Well, let me put it this way. If I don't want to be somebody right now, it's Boehner, the Speaker of the House. He's got a bunch of radical Republicans with him who are closing down the government in order to do away with what they call Obamacare, the Affordable Health Act. Boehner, of course, is a sensible man. He's a Washington player. He'd like to get out of this conundrum. In the meantime, you got all of these other sort of moderate Republicans in places like New York State, where nobody sort of understands that you closed down a government because you wanted to hold hostage a program that you don't like. And so they risk losing office in a general election. And I believe there are a lot more of them than there are of the radical Republicans. Boehner is what we used to call Saluggi, when you'd throw the ball over the other guy's head and he was in the middle, or monkey in the middle. Boehner is looking both ways in a panic, and he doesn't know what to do. In the meantime, you have this other thing coming up, which is the debt extension, and what they are worried about, of course, now, is that they'll look even worse, because the full faith and credit of the United States will go down the tubes as a result of this kind of hostage-taking. And so Boehner has already now said he's not going to permit that, because they're looking at the polls, and it really is a horrible situation for the Republicans, who have been described, as we have said here before, as being in the traditional circular firing squad. So I think Boehner has to give, and I think he has to give on both things, the long-term debt extension and also the continuing CR, or continuing resolution, so that the government can continue to function. I was talking to some of the people on the roundtable yesterday morning, and they wanted to know how long it would go on, and I said it has to end within 2 weeks. Those may be heavy FLW's famous last words, but I truly believe that they are getting themselves into such a terrible situation that it will only get worse and worse.
It seems to be getting better and better for Bill de Blasio down in New York City. A new New York Times Siena College poll says 58% for de Blasio, 22% for Republican Loda, but the headline's interesting. Polls say voters back de Blasio, if not his plans.
Well, that's very interesting journalism on the Times part. You know, the Times did not endorse de Blasio. They endorsed Christine Quinn, I believe. And de Blasio is a liberal in the old style sense of liberals. And I think New York City says, well, you know, income inequality is so important and housing stock is so expensive that we want to go for the liberal this time. But when you ask them about whether the police commissioner should stay, they say, yeah, he was very good, and whether there should be stop and frisk. So you take all of these positions that de Blasio doesn't agree with, and sooner or later, people are going to say, maybe he doesn't want to do the things we want him to. I expect this race to quicken. I don't think Loda has a chance, to be honest with you, but he is going to make up for some of the lost ground. But I don't think that's going to be enough.